Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
The advent of large multinational furniture shops and cheap clothing outlets on these shores put paid to a lot of industries that provided for the constituent part of these products. The textile industry suffered more than most, but the recession and the hipster penchant for sustainability and self-sufficiency precipitated something of a revival in the old do-it-yourself skills. So, with the recovery in full swing and a return to the disposable culture, how are our fabric shops doing now? Have they recovered their place in the market, or will boom time for the rest of us signal the end for them? To answer these questions, we move now. We're joined by three facilitators of fabric, and they are the Managing Director and Co-Owner of Hickey's and Home Focus, Ian Donnelly, the Manager and Owner of Murphy Sheehy Fabrics and Interiors, Fionn Adam, and the Owner of Threads of Green Fabrics down there in my home city of Kilkenny, Norma Bergen. You're all very welcome to the programme, folks, and forgive my long introduction. It was put together by our wonderful researcher, Aidan McKelvey. Ian, I'm going to start with you. You're an interesting business. You had a tough start, Ian. You had to take over the business age 26 when your father died unexpectedly. Can you bring us back to those early years, if you would, in the Hickey's business?
Yes, we're a third generation family business. My grandfather Edmund started it in the early 40s, and he died quite young as well. He passed away in the mid 50s, and my dad then took over. It was really one store at that stage, and he built it up into a chain of eight, really in those days, fashion fabric stores. And we also built up a separate wholesale business selling to Irish manufacturers, or even at times directly to the multiples like Dunn's and that. And that was a big part of the business. So Dad died, yes, suddenly at age 60 and 84. And suddenly, you know, I'd just turned 26, wet around the ears. I had actually been in the business for a number of years, started over around the corner in Grafton Street, I remember. God bless the manager, lovely manager still with us, put up with me in those days. My dad was a very kind of a larger than life character. He wasn't as big, but he was friendly with a lot of the businessmen who were very successful of that era, like Michael Smurfit and John Rehill.
So this was the rag trade per se, in the sense that it was the garment business. It was the days
Absolutely.
When we actually manufactured our own clothes rather than buying them in from wherever they come from.
Yeah, well, I think it was. If you go back to fabrics, and we were talking about it earlier, in those days, fabrics was a volume business in my grandfather's dad's days, because it was, you know, people who wanted to make a nice outfit. There was very few ready-made garments that in those days that were affordable for people. So people either made or had a friendly dressmaker to make their outfit, and it was a real volume business. Whereas that really changed, I would say, when I remember Penny's opening their first store, George Best being a young fella in Henry Street in the shop, going down to open the store. And a genius of an Irish businessman, Arthur Ryan, started Penny, still going really, really strong, Arthur. And that brought about the advent of cheap clothes, Dunn's, and of course today you've got loads and loads of them. And it turned the fabric business from a volume business to a special interest business.
And let's keep in that vein, because I want to bring in our next guest. He's Fionn Adam, and he's a manager and owner of Murphy Sheehy Fabrics and Interiors. They used to be there in the Castle Market in Drury Street, but they've been out there in the Montrose on the N11 for the last year or so. Fionn, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby.
Your business was started by your grandfather, is that right?
Yeah, Harry Murphy started my business just around the corner in Castle Market, actually, in the late 40s. He started with a man called Mago Shee, and they were buyers in Arnott's before they started in the drapery part of Arnott's. And basically they went from there and decided to open a shop themselves in Castle Market. And originally they were selling, they were supplying blankets and all things for hospitals and things like that.
Yeah.
And all around South William Street, Drury Street, there was the rag trade. And they started picking up ends of lines and rolls of fabric. And it essentially became a fabric shop then, basically. And my mother, Harry's partner, died in the late 50s. So my mother went into the business in the 60s and she introduced interior fabrics, curtain okay. fabrics, things like that. New blood kind of evolved the business, you know, that kind of way.
So as Ian was saying earlier, it's a business that has changed kind of monumentally. Yeah. We had a boom, we had a bust. The bust, I argue, might have been somewhat good for the business if people started, now I know it was bad, but people maybe started mending things and sewing and crafting again.
I think the first recession, I think around the 80s, my mother's business was really good because people, the multiples hadn't taken over, as Ian said, and people were still making their own stuff and making their own curtains and basically doing all that. So basically when the bus came in 2007, well, I think it started for us in 2007, basically, the dress fabrics for us really suffered. We found a huge drop off. People weren't making stuff and we had to evolve, basically. So we trimmed the fat and basically we actually started sewing classes at night upstairs in our Castle Market shop to try and stem the tide, which did work. Like, I was lying in bed at night trying to think how to stem the tide of basically the shop going down at our out of business.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that really did help. It got people interested and you got them in. And if you kind of got them into the classes, then we were hoping they'd buy the cloth and things like that. But then the recession, basically, for us, we found less and less volume in the dress fabrics and we went more and more into the interior fabrics, curtain fabrics, upholstery fabrics, things like that.
Okay, so it's evolving as we speak.
Very much so,
Let's talk to our third guest, Norma Bergen, the owner of Threads of Green Fabrics down there in Kilkenny. Norma, you're very welcome to the programme. Am I right in saying that you were originally in the Irish dance costume business? Or
yes.
Is that, if I've said that correctly?
Yeah, Irish dance costume manufacturer.
Okay,
yes.
So, and your business has evolved out of that sort of niche space, has it not?
Yes, we manufactured dance costumes for about 20 years and had a team of great women down there. And alongside manufacturing the dance costumes, we always sold the fabrics for making the costumes to individual dressmakers.
Okay.
And then after 20 years, the business was changing and I made a life choice. I stepped back from it, passed on the designs and the patterns to my workforce and they were free to run with it as they wished, and gratefully some of them did. So costumes are still being made in Kilkenny. And I just expanded out the whole fabric range that we offered beyond the dance and into general dressmaking fabrics and craft.
It's very interesting to hear the common thread, if I may use that term, between the three businesses, because they're clearly were in one business and evolved, I would suggest, sort of differently into other business, but while remaining in the business. So that is interesting. If you want to send us in a text, 53106, we have three of Ireland's finest fabric making shops here in the studio. Any questions you have about fabric, about sewing, about garments, we'll try and answer them for you. Let me go back to you, Ian. You've two brands within the business of your 17 stores, and you're a big business. But you've got four Hickey's fabrics and 13 home focus at Hickey's. Can you explain the difference between both of those for us?
Yeah, I suppose a bit like Fionn. If I can go backwards quickly first, you know, when I took over for a while, the fabric business was still quite strong. But then the volumes were clearly declining as the multiples with cheap garments grew in Ireland, and we saw that we couldn't sustain eight fabric stores, and we had to develop a whole new business model. And we actually started calling it Hickey's, and we retail parks were only starting there in Ireland at the time in the early 90s, and we, you know, came up with this concept, turned it into Home Focus at Hickey's, which was really all around our furnishing fabrics and then taking it into ready-made curtains, beddings, cushion throws, general soft furnishings. And that business grew quickly and really has become our core business, Bobby.
Yeah.
But we've kept four Hickey's stores, and they're in the main cities of Ireland, Dublin, Cork, Galway and Limerick. And it's still a special business for sewers, knitters, crafters. I'm probably straddling to, you know, Norma is very much in that business, where Fiona's moved to the furniture business, so I have a foot in both camps.
And can you just explain to me who the customer is? Is it, like, when somebody buys curtains, do they buy them off you and then you tailor them or you cut them to shape and size? Or do you sell a roll of fabric to somebody to go and make a curtain for somebody? Like, I'm just curious as to who the customer is.
In terms of Home Focus, we try and be the window treatment specialist. So we'll do the lot. You can either buy the fabric if you want to make it yourself. Sure, we have
either or.
We will go out and measure your windows. We will make your curtains and we will fit them, and you will have a finished set of curtains. We then, increasingly popular these days, are ready-made curtains. They're great value. They're getting more and more stylish. And if you want something that looks great at a more affordable price than custom curtains, we'll offer you that as well.
Okay, let me go back to Fionn Adam of Murphy Shee. Fionn, does anybody sew anymore, or are there all these hipsters out there now? Are they a new market for you? All these guys sewing their own waistcoats and all that sort of stuff.
I don't know, because we obviously we've dropped the dress fabrics completely. So we're we just do all interior fabrics, and we're a bit like Ian. We offer all the services from making curtains to we cover a lot of furniture for people, which is becoming very popular over the last few years. People like keeping couches because they fit the right size of their living room, or it's been passed down the family and stuff
like
that.
And is the customer there generally the upholsterer who is it?
Well, we do get upholsters, but we offer an upholstery service, we offer a curtain service, we offer a design service.
So will you go out to somebody's house, take their couch and recover it?
Yeah, we price, and if the price is right and the customer wants to go ahead, we'll collect, we'll cover it and deliver it back, basically. Okay. It's similar to the curtains. We basically measure, make and fit.
And does that generally compare to somebody maybe buying a new couch as opposed to getting one covered?
You can't compare the two because it's a custom-made service, and you're dealing with the multiples like Harvey Norman and stuff like that. You're getting a bespoke couch. We also build furniture. You're getting a solid beach frame, and you pretty much design the couch from the frame up. It depends on what fillers you want to put in it. You can put feather fillers, foam fillers in it. So it's a bespoke service. And basically, you can't compete in price, basically. Okay. And people know that. So, it's not for
you
everybody.
You pay for
what
you get.
It's not for everybody, probably.
I've loads of texts coming in. And this one for you, Norma. If I need a dress for an event, can Threads of Green provide the full solution? That's from Sean.
We can provide every single thing that's needed, from the outer fabric, the lining fabric, the interface things that are so important, all the bits and pieces, all the paraphernalia a dressmaker will need.
Wow. So, and again, the people who do the sewing and crafting in your business, Norma, who are they, or where have they come from?
I suppose the largest core of our customers are professional dressmakers and dress designers.
Okay.
And we sample out to them on a regular basis. They phone in, they ask us for particular colours, particular types of fabrics for particular clients, and we look after all of their needs. And our online customers are another major part of it. This is a big week in our business. Not only am I on the radio here with you, Bobby, but we launched our new website yesterday.
Much bigger than being on the radio with me, I can tell you.
Well, it was big. So that's threadsofgreenfabrics.com.
Right. Well done.
And
well done.
All our fabrics are on there.
So. Okay, loads of texts coming in. You might help me with some of them. Hi, Paul here from Southside Upholstery in Dublin. Here we go back 35 years, and all over those years it's great to see Hickey's and the likes are still surviving all through the lean years and all that. That's nice to hear. Bobby, lovely to hear Norma on your show. Have just started to see again, and the range of fabric and trimmings they have is fantastic, and staff are so helpful there. That's from Chris. Bobby, the sad reality is children, boys or girls, are not taught sewing in school or home anymore. I went to school in the 70s and it was part of the curriculum then. That's from Kay Murray, and you're dead right, Kay. I couldn't agree more with you. Do we still have our great foreign nationals who come and work with us here? Are many of them still adorned with the skills of sewing and embroidery and all that kind of stuff that we seem to have lost, Norma?
They have wonderful skills. We'd have two or three in the immediate area in Kilkenny, and superb sewing skills. And just people get to know them, and they guard their names as kind of very closely to their chest.
Wow.
Because if you have a good dressmaker on your side, you can have any garment that you want.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yes.
Ian, what do you make of this one? My dad was known as the Knicker King. We had factories in Fancy Street, Dublin, using wonderful lace from Austria. That's from Cool Callan, is now 94. Right, I don't know if you know him.
Tell me about
where the fabric comes from, Ian. The big rolls of fabric that we say see in your shop.
Yeah, sure.
Give me the, again, people will be interested to know how the kind of business dynamic works.
Yeah, well, furnishing fabrics, if I start with that, they come from mainly probably Europe. They would come from Spain, from Italy, from Turkey, increasingly from India.
Okay.
China is more for ready-made curtains. And then there are a lot of, the UK as well would be a source of both converting furnishing fabrics.
Is the Irish fabric market gone?
There are some very specialist wool, you know, there's the McNutts and even up north that you've got still linen being made, but it's not something that we would stock.
Right.
Dress fabrics, just going on to dress fabrics, that's, again, it's European markets in the main. Some craft fabrics have come from America. America's been way ahead in crafting. And if you think of the whole American kind of country psyche, they love their crafts and everything else. So it's a great source of crafts. But most dress fabrics would come from Europe as well.
Yeah. Fiona, it's interesting you said earlier there that Castle Market was the garment quarter of town. Mm. You've moved out to Montrose now from that area. Just the reasons behind that, just maybe you might explain them to me.
One of the main reasons was the accessibility and basically the rents in Dublin too, because it's become such a entertainment area. It's like bars and restaurants, and a lot of the people walking around would be tourists. But one of the main reasons was we needed a bigger store and access parking. A lot of customers wouldn't go into the city centre anymore. Far interiors are for curtains, and if someone wants to come in and just have a look, it's a major thing to come in for half an hour and park and basically come in and have a look and walk around. So we needed a bigger shop and we needed to be more accessible.
To
grow the business, you know.
Norma, final question to you. Is the future in this business in the past, if I may say? Is that if people start to make, create, rather than I suppose buy in off the shelf from China, where does the future of this business lie?
Well, the main reason that somebody will come to our store and purchase a piece of fabric is because, first of all, they want something of good quality and they want something individual. They don't want to meet themselves at the wedding in the same dress.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. And when you come into us, say a woman will give us an idea of what she has in mind, an outfit that she'd like to wear, but she really doesn't know the first thing about fabrics. And myself or Miriam, my co-worker, they will be the two people that she'll speak with, and she'll be brought through all the possible options.
Yeah.
We'll save her from making disastrous choices like going for a chiffon for a straight dress to the knee that needs to be structured or something like that. You know, she'll be helped along the way and she'll end up with the best possible combination and the best possible look in the end.
Tell you, it's a great business and it's great to hear. I love talking about businesses that I don't really know, and I just think to be allowed into your world of the fabric and garment shop is really, really wonderful. I'd like to thank my guests, Ian Donnelly, he's the MD and co-owner of Hickey's, Fiona Adam, the owner and manager of Murphy Sheehy, and Norma Bergen, owner of Threads of the Green there down in Kilkenny. Thank you all very much for coming into us.
Down to business on Newstalk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.